Title: Telehealth and Online Prescribing. COVID-19 Triggers Changes to the Prescriber-Patient-Pharmacist Relationship. Content: When Alex Azar, the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, DHHS, declared a national emergency on January 31, 2020 in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, he triggered an exception to the in-person medical evaluation requirement for online prescribing as set forth in the Ryan Haidt Online Pharmacy Consumer Protection Act of 2008, the Haidt Act. In short, the Haidt Act prohibits physicians and other prescribers from issuing a valid prescription for a controlled substance by means of the Internet, which includes telehealth technologies, without having first conducted at least one in-person medical evaluation, except in certain specified circumstances. A public health emergency is one such exception to the in-person medical examination requirement. As noted in our prior posts about telehealth and the Haidt Act in particular, SE, the July 10, 2017 and July 13, 2017 posts on this blog, although the Haidt Act's in-person medical evaluation requirement applies nationally through federal legislation, there are state restrictions that must be waived/limited in order for the federal Haidt Act public health emergency exception to have a real impact on prescribers and patients. In this article, we review the key elements of the federal in-person medical examination waiver and highlight state actions that are enabling online prescribing and thus allowing telehealth to serve as a robust tool promoting healthcare access while maintaining social distancing. Exception 2: Haidt Act's in-person medical examination requirement. On March 16, 2020, Secretary Azar issued a statement regarding the Haidt Act's online prescribing requirements in which he noted that the public health emergency exception to the in-person medical examination requirement would apply to both non-scheduled controlled substances and all Schedule 2V controlled substances for the duration of the COVID-19 public health emergency so long as the following requirements were met. The prescription is issued for a legitimate medical purpose by a practitioner acting in the usual course of his or her professional practice. The telemedicine communication occurs using an audiovisual, real-time, two-way interactive communication system, and the practitioner is acting in accordance with applicable federal and state laws, including, without limitation, the applicable Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, regulations. State action: online prescribing. As noted in our prior online prescribing blog posts referenced above, for several years prior to the current public health emergency, states have been moving towards loosening telemedicine prescribing restrictions. In response to Secretary Azar's Haidt Act statement, state action has escalated, with many states permitting some form of online prescribing or loosening prescribing requirements during the COVID-19 emergency. Such states include, but are not limited to, the following: Alabama. The Alabama State Board of Medical Examiners and the Alabama State Board of Pharmacy released a joint notice of enforcement discretion stating that, coextensive with the DEA's guidance, both entities will not impose penalties for non-compliance with state-controlled substance-related regulatory requirements on healthcare providers who, in good faith, utilize telemedicine to care for their existing patients during the public health emergency. As a result of the above action, the boards will not enforce the state requirement that a physical in-person examination precede the issuance of a prescription for a controlled substance for chronic pain. 2. The state's prohibition against telephonic prescription orders of Schedule 2 pharmaceuticals when the prescriber is unable to otherwise use electronic prescribing. And 3. The DEA requirement that a prescriber send a hard copy of a prescription to a pharmacist within 7 days of the prescriber's electronic submission of a prescription to the pharmacy. As an alternative to the DEA requirement, Alabama is following the DEA's recommendation that a prescriber be required to provide a prescription, via mail, fax, photo, or scan, to a pharmacist no later than 15 days after the drug is prescribed. Alabama intends to maintain these exceptions until the earlier of the end of the state's emergency or at the direction of the DEA. Delaware. The Delaware Board.